You'll be able to see that we are so creative that whatever we want to see actually manifests. Anything that you want to see, any color that you want to see in the sky, there is a place in the world where you can see it. Any color of flower that you want to see, there is a place on this world where you can find it. And any name at any form, anything literally that you want to see, there is a place in this universe where you will be able to see it with your telescope. This is the level of manifestation that the mind engages in. So our primary objective and responsibility is to put an end to this endless desire and curiosity to want to manifest, to want to constantly engage with curiosity. The more and more we engage with curiosity, the more and more we are going to be drawn into the mind's game, and the lesser and lesser peace we are going to have. So, which is why it is important for us to get deeper into the silence. We all have been born, we have spent several decades on this planet learning how to live, and most of us are not even aware that we are manifesting everything that we are seeing, feeling and sensing. So what is important now, having known that you are the one who is constantly manifesting it using your mental ability, it is important for you to learn the other end of the story. How must this mirage of manifestations, how must it come to an end? Do you want it to end abruptly, where suddenly you're taken out of this familiar zone, or so-called familiar zone? Or do you want to end it in a way that for which you prepare? How do you want this end to come? And if you choose that it has to be me who has to put an end to this manifestation, then you have to prepare for it. I often tell people that there are two ways that the body, that your existence can end. One is that the body throws you out because it no longer can sustain you. And the other is for you to decide when you're going to get out. Which one would you decide? And based on that, we will decide what practices we must do. And the one practice that really comes to our aid is to get back to who we are. And we are nothing but silence. But silence seems so difficult. Now imagine if silence has to become difficult, which is our very nature, which is who we really are. Imagine the extent of manipulation the mind has done with you, and the extent of indulgence that you have gotten into with the mind, that silence seems alien. This is the fundamental reason why we have to get back to where we came from. With this, we will start today's meditation. As usual, we'll start with the Maypole meditation. I would want all of you to mute your microphones, please. So think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. The circle is on the ground. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. and walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. All through this exercise, I would want you to have your eyes in a downward gaze with your eyelids closed. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any stress, any troubles, anything that disturbs your peace. Breathe in this way 2 to 3 times, receiving this relaxing energy. As you breathe out, let go of everything that disturbs your mental silence. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress, any discomfort, any embarrassment, any sorrow, any grief, any guilt, any anger that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative emotions, any judgments that may weaken you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any tiredness, or even a sense of weakness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this energy deeply. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you think you wish to release. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Going deeper into stillness is a method of being more aware every moment of your life. It's like being aware of every moment of your breath. You just have to be so attentive. And that's how you get into silence. That's how the silence gets deeper. There is one part where you meditate every day. For a few moments every day, during that meditation, the mind becomes a little silent. But what is important is to extend that silence. And the way to extend that silence is primarily by being more attentive, paying attention to who you really are will get you to know who you really are. Let us practice this now. So I want you to keep your eyes in a downward gaze. And we're going to focus on the breath. So as you're breathing, I just want you to focus on your breath. The breath is traveling through your nostrils into your lungs and coming out of the lungs through the nostrils. So in your nostrils, I want you to be just aware of your breath. Your eyes have to be necessarily in a downward gaze with your eyelids closed and just observe your breathing. Just observe your breathing. We're just going to do this for 12 seconds. That's what we're going to do because the mind's attention is very, very short. So we're going to do this for 12 seconds. I'm going to tell you when to start and when to end. So at the stroke of three, we will begin. One, two, three. Observe your breathing. Stop. And this time, I'm going to ask you to add another activity along with this. I'm going to ask you to watch something else while you observe your breathing. I want you to focus on a dot. This dot could be on paper. It could be a print, it could be on a wall, it could be on your screen. Wherever you see a dot of any color, I want you to observe this dot. And again, we are going to do this for just about 12 seconds. So while you are observing this dot, I want you to focus on your breathing. So the mind is focusing on the breathing, the eyes are focusing on the dot. We're going to do this only for 12 seconds. So again, at the count of three, we will start this practice. So identify the dot that you're going to focus on, that you're going to observe. One, two, three. Stop. I want to know from a show of hands, how many of you were not able to focus? Anyone here was not able to focus? How many of you were able to focus? Okay, this very good, very good. There's a simpler way of getting into silence, but I would want to reveal that to you a little later, because if we teach the simple technique first, then you will stop putting your effort So now I'm going to add a third activity so that your mind does not even have that iota of space to generate a thought. So let us do this. Now I want you to do three things. One is you're going to observe your breath. Second is you're going to observe the dot. And the third, whenever you're breathing out, I want you to tuck your abdomen inside. Three activities. First, you're going to observe the breathing in the nostrils in your mind. The second, you're going to observe a dot with your eyes. And the third, you're going to draw your abdomen inside every time you're breathing out. So let us do this practice now, again at the stroke of three. One, two, three. Stop. Well, how many of you were not able to do it? Anyone who was not able to do it? Did anyone have a thought during these 12 seconds? You see, the mind is so tricky. There are three activities that I gave you. Three activities. And within these three activities, in that minuscule microsecond, the mind wants to sneak in, and produce a thought. Imagine to the extent the mind will actually deceive you. The extent to which the mind will deceive you. So in my assumption, all those people who had thoughts, your eyeballs probably raised and you forgot to maintain it in a downward gaze. That's because I did not mention that your eyeballs must be in a downward gaze. So let's do this again. Maintain your eyeballs in a downward gaze. Observe your breathing mentally with your nostrils. Observe a dot on a paper, on a fabric, on the wall, wherever. As far as possible, keep it in a downward gaze. If there is no dot which you can see in a downward gaze, then create one with a pen or with a marker. And whenever you breathe out, make sure that you tuck your abdomen inside. Let's start this practice one more time. At the stroke of three, one, two, three. Stop. Are there anyone whose mind produced a thought again? Okay. All right. Now, Banu and Sushma, I want you to unmute one by one tell me what happened.
Oh, yeah, good evening, doctor. Actually, yes. When I was I was not able to concentrate on the dot when I was either breathing or the dot. I couldn't coordinate together.
There is nothing to coordinate.
Yeah, I couldn't concentrate on both at the same time. That's what happened. Okay.
All right. Banu, what about you?
Guruji. When I was focusing on the dot and the breathing, I got a thought. Am I actually focusing on the breathing? So my mind and got diverted.
Yeah. Yes, Lakshmi. What about you? Lakshmi, you've raised your hand. Do you want to unmute?
Sorry. The same thing happened to me also when I was trying to concentrate on the dot. I was not able to concentrate on the breath. It was the same thing.
So this is called a sensory confusion. When did I ask you to concentrate? I asked you to observe. Concentrate means to focus on something. I'm not asking you to focus on anything. I'm asking you to observe your breathing mentally. I'm asking you to observe a dot with your eyes. And I'm asking you to tuck your abdomen inside. So I'm just asking you to do three functions and the three different parts of the body that are doing it. So where is the confusion? The confusion is primarily in how you understood it. So now, please, let us try one more time. Let us not play into this sensory confusion. Your eyes are going to observe. There's nothing to concentrate. Your eyes are going to observe the dot. Physiologically, you're going to tuck your abdomen inside every time you're breathing out. And mentally, you're going to observe your breathing. You're just watching. That's all that you're doing. You're not concentrating. You're just watching. So let's try one more time. Just for about 12 seconds, at the count of three. One, two, three. Stop. Anyone had a problem observing?
Now, Guruji, there is no problem. I mean, earlier, when I was trying to focus, it was a different thing. But when I was just observing now, I did not have any issue that I was able to do all the three.
Good. Jagdish Babu? Sorry, not able to hear you clearly.
Not able to keep my gaze downward. I was not able to keep my gaze downward, but while I was trying to observe my breath and the dot, the gaze suddenly lost focus. This thing.
Yeah, So your eyes kind of, the dot just faded. Is that what you mean to say?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Lakshmi, what about you?
The same thing, doctor. Actually, I was completely able to observe my breath, and as well as I could see the this one, as if only eyes are looking at the dot, and I'm just my breathing. I'm observing the breath, so could do both at the same time.
Yeah. So my question is the mind empty?
Yes.
Jagdish Babu, what about you? Is the mind empty?
Yeah, the only focus on these things, so that there was no other thought.
Good. So this was it. Anyone who could not focus, who was not able to pay attention? Very good. It's very, very simple. It's extremely simple to get into the depths of silence. But what becomes difficult is consistency. So we have to start.
Sir, good evening.
Good evening.
Sir, I wanted to ask whether this has got something to do with the eyesight.
Why?
Because sometimes I experience a blackout.
Yes,
while that's focusing on the dot.
It's just that you're focusing on the breath. And suddenly you see that the dot vanishes. It's got nothing to do with your eyesight. It's absolutely fine.
Okay.
The mind is at work. So what's important here is to understand that to get into the depths of silence is extremely easy. It's very simple. But what makes it difficult is the continuity. I'm asking you to do it for 12 seconds. It becomes very easy. But the moment I ask you to do it for a minute, it becomes extremely difficult. You have to start everything with very small steps, 12 seconds. I've been chanting the Gayatri for many years, and it's very difficult to chant 108 times Gayatri with the same intensity, with the same focus, with the same amount of concentration. But how do we do it? So I thought Gayatri is what we call as Panchamukhi, which means there are five parts to it. For those who are here, who follow a different way of life, do not get disheartened, because Gayatri has got nothing to do with God. It's got only to do with the sun and that divinity which powers the sun. So I broke Gayatri into five parts, and I started chanting these five parts, focusing on each part, which becomes a lot easier. And that way I was able to focus not on 108, but more than 108. I was able to focus on it. Similarly, we have to break down the practice into small parts so that we can focus better. The moment I'm able to focus better, I have to practice focusing even better. The mind will deceive you, saying that now I got it. The moment you say now I got it, you're not going to pay the same amount of, you're not going to focus to that extent anymore, because now that you got it, you don't have to do it anymore. So it's absolutely important for you to practice and practice and practice and practice until you get it right. Now, if you have to go deeper than this, we will do it now. This is something where I want you to be alert and aware. I'm repeating, I want you to be alert and I want you to be aware. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to be alert and aware what happens to the mind space. But the moment you have the experience, don't start searching, just watch. I'm going to ask you this question. And this question is for you. Who am I? It's as if you are asking the question to yourself. Who am I? How many of you experienced dead silence? Anyone here? That's your reality. This is your reality. Dead silence. Every time you sit in meditation, ask this question, who am I? Stay with the silence for as long as it lasts. You cannot extend the silence. For that, the mind will concoct a story, concoct something, and make you believe that that is silence. So you cannot extend the silence. The only way that you can stay in silence for longer is by constantly staying in silence. And slowly, little by little, the silence will elongate. This dead silence is your reality. You see how simple it is. We all think that these concepts are so difficult. We all believe in Mount Everest. Deep silence. It's not so. All you have to do is to be with yourself for just a moment, and the silence will reveal itself to you. In the end, when this drama called life comes to a close, you're going to get back to this silence. If you don't befriend the silence, you're going to be scared, really scared, because the silence will simply wipe out your memory, wipe out your thinking ability, wipe out everything that you thought was permanent, was familiar. Just like a television turning off. I'm not scaring you, but I'm just telling you that this is how it is. So if you are able to get to the silence every day, little by little, you're actually familiarizing with yourself. That's what you're doing, familiarizing with yourself. And then there's no enemy. There's no one in this, on this planet who can do any harm to you. Because when you get to that silence, then you become the creator. You are the creator. You come from Him. So you are nothing but Him. Experiencing yourself is experiencing Him. All right, so thank you so much, all of you, for attending this session. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week. And let's connect again next Saturday. Next Saturday, we'll be in Bangalore once again. Today, I'm in the Himalayas. It's getting cold already. And all of you, have a beautiful weekend and beautiful week.